free yourself from the food matrix.
Innately, most want to control their destiny through education and awareness to navigate the complexities of our food industry. In psychology and sociology, we study the global responses of cells that make up a human being and its brain. They explore how human beings understand the world around them as in cultures, societies, beliefs, thoughts, and behavior patterns. Many learn eating habits by psychological conditioning. A famous classical conditioning experiment showed that a dog salivates at the sound of a bell associated with feeding, colloquially referred to as Pavlov's bell. Over time, both physiological and psychological changes occurred simply to the sound of a bell.
One sensed a kind of happiness of the animals to the sound of the bell, having learned the stress would soon be relieved.
As with all creatures, hunger is stressful, and avoidance of this stress is the path of least resistance and associated with pleasant feelings. Satisfying hunger is a mighty reward. Animal experiments in psychology use the stress of hunger and food as a reward to train or see an individual behavior or response. Hunger is a strong motivator of action, then to inaction, when sated. For example, training wild animals to press a series of buttons from inside a cage to open the door and obtain food, called operant conditioning. Hunger is the stress or motivator that increases the animal's actions and curiosity about getting food. To alleviate the stress by obtaining food, it must take a series of design steps it learns for which the satiety is the reward.
Such training can domesticate the animal. It will become a pet and obey commands or perform a set of actions that alleviate the stress of finding food.
Similarly, we follow the path of least resistance to avoid the stress of hunger and open ourselves to psychological manipulation. The food and marketing industry says it is still a choice to resist the cues and rewards that promote food consumption. This is a fundamental principle of capitalism in a free society. The Bureau of Consumer Protection was formed to help protect unknowing citizens from Machiavellian tactics where they occur. Even so, ultimately, it is our responsibility to make the right choices.
Before reconditioning, self-examination, and taking responsibility for weight and other health issues, we must develop a clear understanding and need for corrective action, without being offended to discussing weight issues consistently while taking the message to others within your family and social groups. Healthcare professionals know that compassion, empathy, and being direct with patients are best. This is one reason smoking and its offspring conditions are starting to decline.
Yet, Chris, we still have a long way to go because overeating and smoking have gotten so deep inside our psyche. Weight control is most difficult because goals are less clear when compared to exercising, smoking cessation, or wearing seatbelts. Especially, when pervasive marketing strategies exist that fuel the world of consumerism.
That's right. Healthy adaptation to avoid overeating for some people will require reconditioning by using internal inhibition. Extending the periods between meals will eventually lessen a conditioned response. If you have a snack every day at a specific time because you feel hungry, practice delaying for a particular period, like 5 or 10 minutes. Continue such delays on the following days until you reach a goal. Some people try to engage in an activity that is not compatible with eating. When you experience hunger with engaging in an activity, breaking the link between that activity and eating could be a solution. For example, snacking while watching TV. Creative ideas like family activities that change the routine and are not associated with urges to eat.
Practicing tolerance to hunger also helps with other types of stresses, including exercise.
Yes, right again. Hunger is closely related to a human emotional experience. When eating, we sense pleasure or happiness. The opposite occurs when reframing from eating, dissatisfaction, and anger. Hangry is a term coined by the psychologist who thinks hunger is remarkably like the emotion of anger. A well-known study revealed that a person with knowledge of a situation can center their locus of control and choose a suitable emotional response to any situation. Two groups were injected with adrenaline, where one was told about adrenaline's effect, and the other wasn't. Adrenaline affects the nervous system that signals danger, referred to as the fight or flight response. Increased heart rate, pupils widen, and blood vessels narrow. An actor was placed secretly within the group who was unaware. This actor proceeded to simulate a heightened emotional response after being injected.
How did this affect to others in this group?
Surprisingly, everyone in this group also showed an emotional response by contamination. The other group that had no secret actor and was aware of the effects of adrenaline showed no such vibrant pattern. This suggests that a person educated about the physiological effects of hunger has a better chance of not being affected by contamination. Thus, this group would not become emotionally unsettled or hangry. In the food matrix, a person who is still plugged in, hunger may have an emotion resulting in uncontrolled eating or even predatory aggression. Once aware, we can avoid labeling hunger as an unpleasant emotion and thus manage our responses. When hungry, it is easy to get contaminated by advertisement programs, groups, or cultures that regularly respond to it as a negative emotion and must be resolved quickly by eating. Armed with this knowledge, we can experience hunger without anxiety despite its physiologic effects. You don't have to follow the cultural norm and you decide that it is not healthy, instead make different choices like exercise and fasting with the reward of a healthier body.
So, at a neurobiological level, we use specific abilities of the brain to inhibit responses to acute stresses like hunger?
Yes. Inhibitory control training is a novel behavioral intervention. Such training has the goal of increasing tolerance of stressors like hunger. There is already evidence suggesting that training indeed can decrease food consumption. It takes a conscious effort and practice. Indeed, this was revealed by Jude Buckley in his group at the School of Psychology, University of Auckland, suggesting that self-regulation of physical activity versus sedentary behavior was based on higher brain functions. Such functions can free your mind from inhibiting the sensation of avoiding the pain of exercise.
You mean enduring the pain of physical activity, like running or lifting weights, by focusing on the rewards it would bring to your health. As in operant conditioning, the rewards of long-term health leads to repeated desired behavior, in this case, exercise management, and, for purposes of this book, hunger management. Chris, that is interesting. When I think about it, the regular experience of fasting hunger could have physiological effects like those associated with exercising.
Right, once again. In addition, a fasting state can introduce beneficial metabolic outcomes to the human body. Withstanding hunger during a fast is a challenge for many people despite the potential for enhanced physical well-being, just like the challenge of an active lifestyle versus an inactive one.
So, this was the life of our ancestors. They were not plugged into a matrix designed to capture their hunger drives.
I think you have the picture. So, let's take a closer look at the battle within our psyche, a battle between willpower and our hunger urges.